And now, WCHL presents The Commentators.
This is Greg Meyer. When the General Assembly adjourned on July 1st, I hoped that we were done damaging the state for the year, but sometimes the fallout lingers long after a disaster. Since we finished this year's legislative session, there's been nonstop news about the harm done to North Carolina from the last few years of Republican legislative action. Here are but a few examples. You likely know that the NBA has pulled next year's All-Star game from Charlotte over House Bill 2. What you may not be hearing are what I'm hearing from entrepreneurs telling me that they're having a hard time getting out-of-state investments because funders don't believe they can recruit the best talent to North Carolina in the wake of HB 2. One company that's poised for a major hiring push right here in the Triangle told me that they may have to move out of state in order to maintain their funding and growth. Meanwhile, Republican legislators took $500,000 out of the state's disaster relief fund to defend HB 2 in court. Now, there's some great irony in that because HB 2 is most certainly a disaster, but what if a hurricane hits this fall or Zika spreads north? Last week, North Carolina was one of three states to have voter ID laws struck down by courts. The unanimous court decision striking down North Carolina's law called it one of the most racially biased laws since Jim Crow. There's some good news in this for voters and access to the ballot, but unfortunately, the taxpayers now have to foot the bill for the prolonged lawsuit, adding to the millions of dollars the state has already spent on defending unconstitutional laws passed by this Republican legislature. New numbers from the North Carolina Justice Center show that the Republicans' taxation scheme is upside down. In 2015, those people making less than $20,000 paid 9.2% of their income in taxes. But those making over $375,000 paid only 5.3%. The top 1% of taxpayers have seen their taxes cut by an average of almost $15,000, while the bottom half of taxpayers have actually seen their taxes go up. Meanwhile, corporate taxes will be cut again to 3% beginning in 2017, begging the question of why they should pay a fraction of what you and I pay. Elections have consequences and laws have consequences. Unfortunately, too many of the consequences from our legislature have been boondoggles and disasters. We're wasting too much taxpayer money and not doing enough to help everyday working people. It's time for better leadership. This is Greg Meyer.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues on 97.9 FM, WCHL.